Do you remember the bailout that absolutely needed to be undertaken or the world would come to an end last August? Well, we all know Wall Street got their money, or your money, and indeed the world did not come to an end, at least not yet. What we are finding out recently, however, is that the government had little oversight on how the billions were spent, and indeed news is coming out from a variety of banks that they are sitting on the money, waiting for the good times to return, and then plan to use our tax money to buy other banks, invest in other money-making schemes, and downright using it wherever and whenever they want. I personally find this outrageous, yet not surprising. It seems that over and over again, we taxpayers get the shaft from our inept leaders as they squander billions, even trillions, on their fat cat buddies on Wall Street. I mean, really, it wasn't so long ago we were listening to all our congressmen and women act so concerned about how the money was going to be spent and how the taxpayers should be protected at all costs, and now we find they did little, if anything, to live up to their posturing. Meanwhile, they get the prime seats at a $250 million inauguration party paid for by you and me while we watch a mile away with binoculars to see them parade up and down the aisle like proud peacocks, and then the next day, you and I lose our jobs and then have to deal with coming up with enough money to buy our groceries. I keep asking, where's the outrage? Are we so complacent that we idly sit by day in and day out while witnessing the greatest scams in history takes place right under our nose, while those responsible parade in front of us thumbing their noses at the very people that pay their salaries? Why is it that they get all the best seats, the free rides, the grandest parties, all at taxpayers' expense? After all, it's our money paying for all of this, and what do we get when all is said and done? Yet no one seems to care. I have said that complacency accompanies tyranny's triumph. And if we aren't the epitome of complacency, I don't know who is. How is it that the petty thief gets 3 years for stealing a candy bar, while Wall Street crooks get million-dollar lawyers and home detention in million-dollar condos for stealing billions? Why are Wall Street CEOs allowed to fly to Washington in their private jets to ask for our billions in tax money while they themselves are responsible for millions of citizens losing their homes and going into poverty? Is it because they promise us free health care and send us $600 stimulus checks? It's they that caused our doctor bills to skyrocket and grocery bills to cripple us. It's they that have incessant money printing, deficit spending, insane perks, and Wall Street bailouts that destroy our purchasing power while we sit idly by. Then we cry to them to give us more social programs, programs we wouldn't need if they stopped their idiotic policies, crazy spending, and bank bailouts. After all, what president really needs 59 helicopters costing $10 million apiece? That's absolutely ridiculous. Is it because we as a people are so economically ignorant we just don't get it? Or is it something grander? Some of the greatest leaders in history have repeatedly said bankers are the scourge of the earth, that to give them the power to print money is to give them the world. From Thomas Jefferson to Jesus to Einstein to even Alan Greenspan, the power of money creation has long been recognized as more dangerous than standing armies. Yet you and I sit while the most egregious of heists is perpetrated upon us. Billions, no, trillions, are being stolen from us, yet we act as if nothing has happened. Doesn't a $1 trillion bailout get anyone out there mad? Do they have to steal a $250 billion before we act, or is there any amount too large? Do we need to be driven into bankruptcy before we act? Well, we might just get our wish. With the $8 trillion or so already promised or spent, and another $3 trillion waiting in the wings to be tossed into the fire, we may just be getting there. Close to bankruptcy, that is. How much more can they steal from us? Probably not much more, but you can bet whatever money you have left, they will take it all before they're through. If you feel like I do about these hacks like Pelosi and Dodd and Paulson, Franks, Feinstein, Geithner, Bernanke, and the rest of the Wall Street and Washington thieves stealing your money, take a minute to at least write, email, or call their offices and tell them to stop throwing our money on their parties and pals. Otherwise, when they wipe out your hard-earned savings, you'll have no one to blame but yourself. Write or email them now and tell them to stop with the money giveaway and do it today. It will only take a minute, and at least you can go to your grave saying you did something. The views and opinions here are my opinions and my opinions only, and do not necessarily express those of KVMR's staff or underwriters. This has been your Money Matters Minute. I'm Mark Cuniberti for KVMR FM.